to the White House can be heard and talked about here. 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
Time of the morning, KBOI News Time, 8:39. Idaho Talks Live in studio this morning. We have Ada County Commissioner Dave Case and his sidekick, Kate. David.
Morning, gentlemen.
How are you? How's the traffic here in Ada County?
It sucks.
Yeah.
You were somewhere near Meridian Road, were you?
Yes, I was. Yeah. I was stuck in that traffic out there.
That thingy in Meridian Road.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, I've noticed whenever people have an accident, they never have it like out in the middle of nowhere. It's always on the on-ramp or something.
Yes. That's because that's where the cars
well,
are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Three lanes merge into one.
It's like when people say, you know, most planes crash either, you know, right after takeoff or right before landing. Yeah, yeah, that's the only time they're close to the ground. Mm-hmm. Up in the air, they don't crash.
That's true.
Okay.
Right. Got Election Day coming up. Ada County plays a terrific role in getting the elections run.
Yeah, you know,
and, I mean, it's a huge undertaking.
It is. It really is. We've got, you know, 440,000 people in Ada County. Of that, there's probably 240,000 registered to vote. Chris Rich, our clerk down there, he ends up hiring about 1,500 people just for one night.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's quite an undertaking. He does a great job, but you know, this year he's trying to we're expecting about a 77% turnout for the presidential election. So, you know, we're trying to get the word out to people that the busy hours to vote is going to be between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then again, right after work, you know, from 6 to 8. So we're trying to get folks to get in and vote early or, you know, kind of go in during the daytime between about 10 and 3 p.m. to maybe not be so crowded at the polls.
Let me ask you one little question here. 70% turnout for a presidential election. Higher than normal, about normal, or lower than normal?
You know, I think this one is a lot higher than normal. You know, for an example, the primary, I think there was only 15 or 16% turnout for that. So, yeah, we're expecting just a huge volume.
Now, Election Day is coming up on, of course, it's Tuesday, November 8th.
Yep.
Which I think is the latest possible day it can be, is the 8th of November.
True.
And open registration, that's going to be closing in about a month.
Yeah, October 14th, the open registration is closed.
What does one need to do to register by that time?
Well, just you can register. You can request a ballot by mail. You can register down at the clerk's office. You can go to Benjamin Street over for our elections office and get that done. Quite a variety of things to do. I would say if there's any questions to contact the clerk's office down at Ada County Courthouse.
Early voting, it's going to start just a few days after the deadline for registration.
Yeah. Early voting starts on October 17th, and it runs through November 4th.
Okay. And then the absentee voting, you were just talking about that. They have to receive your ballot by November 8th at 8 p.m., so they really want everybody to mail them in by the 4th.
Yes. They'll cut it off on the 4th. That typically gives them enough time to get everything by the 8th.
And if you want to find your polling place, you know, learn a little bit about the election, you can do that.
You bet. You can go online there, adacounty.id.gov/elections.
Fantastic.
All right. Scales of Justice. Hey, I like that. Ada County Juvenile Court Service Scales of Justice Fishing Tournament will be at CJ Strike Reservoir on Sunday. Now, this is for select people. Chris and I can't go and fish, right?
Yeah, you know, this is a program that was started years back by Judge John Velo. Mm-hmm. He had a young man that Judge had said, you know, if you be successful, I'll take you out fishing, and that's kind of how this thing got kicked off. It's now turned into a situation where they take about 35 or more of the young juvenile kids who's had some problems, been on probation, but they've been doing really well on probation. And we get some of the community members involved who, you know, who owns boats, and they want to go out and mentor some of the kids.
This is like a reward for good behavior out of jail.
Yeah, it is. It's really been successful. The kids really enjoy it. It really builds a bond between their probation officers and the kids.
If you don't know how to fish, that's actually part of the point here.
Yeah.
They teach them now.
Yeah, kind of like our fishing with the commission. You know, come on out, and we're going to get these kids in there and teach them how to fish and just go out and have a good time on the lake.
And each of the kids gets to keep the rod and reel and tackle box, too, right?
I believe so.
It's pretty good stuff. It's in partnership with the Idaho Bass Federation and Idaho Bass Nation.
Yep.
All right. We're talking with Ada County Commissioner Dave Case. KBOI News Time, 8:45. Time to check right now traffic.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
All right, and we're joined by Ada County Commissioner Dave Case this morning. So you spent last night listening to go-karts go around in circles?
Yeah, we did. We ended up having a public hearing last night, and one of the items on that deal was a go-kart track out off of Chaparral, and We tabled it. We didn't make a decision last night because we got so much information that came in from the folks. So I think we've got it scheduled to with a decision on October 5th. So we'll see how that goes.
It's basically a sound violation thing, right? Noise thing?
Yeah, that seemed to be one of the biggest issues that folks were concerned about is the noise that it might take. And, of course, you know, each side, the folks for it and the folks against it, each side had their own expert in to tell us about decibel levels and things like that. So, you know, when you've got opposing sides, you need to sit down and study that stuff and figure out what you need to do.
Coming up on the 1st of October, Saturday, October 1st, there is a free kids duathlon, and it's sponsored by Avamore and Ada County. Now, a duathlon, I guess it's a triathlon without the swimming.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Just running and biking.
Running and biking. You know, okay. This is a fun event. It's up at Avamore. It's sponsored by Avamore as well as our development services department. Mm-hmm. And each year they put this on for the kids, and it's for age 3 to 12. They go up there and run races. They get medals and T-shirts. And then the top three finishers in each of their age groups, they get some other surprises, you know, other prizes they bring up.
It's in celebration of National Community Planning Month. Mm-hmm. And I know there are people out there going, yeah, community planning, that would be a good idea. So let's do that. Not in Ada County. We're fine.
Yeah. No, it's a fun event. We being the commissioners, have tried to make it up there every year and just kind of participate as far as yelling and screaming. You won't see this fat boy out there running.
Now, it's a kids duathlon. You don't have to go.
That's correct.
Yeah, we're none of us kids in this studio this morning.
Healthy snacks from Chobani and St. Luke's and Republic Services. A lot going on.
Yeah. You know, we've got the Ada County Sheriff's Office. They're up there to help teach them, you know, kids courses on safe routes to school. Paramedics, they go up there and put on a display. And then there's a lot of vendors and sponsors that go up there. So
it's for ages 3 to 12. And if parents want to register their child, what do they do?
You know, typically what we've done last year, I mean, I think there's a registration that you can go to adacounty.id.gov, but they can also go up and register the morning of the event. It starts at 10 a.m.
New public defender, Alan Trammy, retired after 112 years on the job, right?
Yeah, yeah. Al, you know, Al's a good, great guy. He's been there forever. So we had quite an interesting deal on how to appoint a new public defender because nobody's ever had to do that.
Yeah, to dust that off, right?
Yeah.
36 years.
Yeah, he's done a great job. But we were able to appoint Anthony Geddes, Tony. And, you know, I didn't really know Tony that much about Tony until he came in, not even when he interviewed, actually. He was very matter-of-fact, did a great interview. And then I kind of later found out he's got a great sense of humor. So, really good guy.
Been with the public defender's office for 21 years.
Yep. Been there since 95. One thing we did find out when we were interviewing is he's got a lot of respect from the judges and the prosecutors. Just a good professional working relationship with all those folks.
And the public defender's duties are what?
Well, they represent the indigent people who are unable to afford to have an attorney. So by constitution, we have to appoint someone to defend them. So that's what they do. And they also take care of, mental health court. They do juveniles and the abuse cases with juveniles and neglect cases. So there's quite a bit that they're involved with, through the county and helping out the citizens. So.
Now, speaking of planning, city planning and county planning, you've got the Ada County 2025 coming back. Now, this first started out about 9 years ago where there was a plan made, but you have to update the plan, right?
Well, actually, the 2025 comp plan that we just started on, we have to update that every 9 years or 10 years. It's kind of an ongoing fluid document, but about 2 years ago, we got into this 2025 plan, and we wanted to take a look on how Ada County is going to grow, and so we had meetings with all the different people throughout the county. And
sorry, somebody was looking in the window.
No, that's all right. And we brought in different groups like business folks, agriculture folks, and just listened to what their needs and wants were. So this is going to get kicked off. It actually goes before our Planning and Zoning Commission at a public hearing. That's tonight that's happening.
And you want public input, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
If people have something to say, like there should be a park over here or there should be a wide open space over here, they can do that.
Yeah, and that's, some of our meetings that we've been doing for the last 2 years on this is exactly what's been happening. We've had meetings with different groups. Homeowners Association, county groups, the whole things you can think of. Everybody's been involved. It's been a good process.
And don't complain if you don't contribute, right?
Correct. Yeah. If we don't know that there's, how's the old saying, if you don't know there's a problem, you can't fix it?
Exactly. David, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
You bet. Appreciate being here, guys.
Ada County Commissioner Dave Case, Idaho Talks Live continues. After a news break, KBOI News Time, 8:56.
If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning. We are back. Thanks to Ada County Commissioner Dave Case for being here this morning. Maternity leave getting a lot of play, Chris, in a couple of different areas this morning. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump brought a groundswell of interest from Small Business World Ties earlier this week when he announced a proposed policy that if he were elected would provide 6 weeks of paid maternity leave for women who give birth while employed, a proposal similar to that of his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton.
And I think that surprised Republicans a little bit. Yesterday, we interviewed Raul Labrador, congressman
he mentioned
from
it.
Idaho, and he mentioned, well, we asked him about it,
and
he said that he hadn't made a judgment on it yet, which usually means they're not for it when they say that. Because he wanted to know, how we could afford it. And also he wanted to know about small businesses.
And if,
if you have like three employees and one of them is expecting a baby, do you have to give them, 6 weeks of pay? And can your business actually stand that?
Now, with this, one of the things I didn't get clarified was somebody mentioned, might have been you or Raul, I can't remember which one, that the men get the leave too? Husbands get the leave?
I think that might be part of the Clinton plan. That's how it works in some of the Scandinavian countries. And it was Bernie Sanders all during the campaign who was advocating this stuff, very, very socialist and all
very
sorts of socialist programs. In Scandinavia, if somebody is expecting a baby, they give the woman, seven 7 months, and then they give the man at least several weeks as well so he can be part of it.
And you have to pay them. And you have to hire somebody to work for them.
Right.
Jacksonville small business leaders say the growing attention to paid maternity leave on the campaign trail is rightly bringing the issue back to the forefront, and implications for small business owners and employees could be dramatic.
Janice Donaldson.
So many companies are existing on such a small margin anyway.
No question.
That once you cut into that, they may have to shut down.
Janice Donaldson, Regional Director for the Florida Small Business Development Center at the University of North Florida, said it's still unclear how either of the proposals, Trump's or Clinton's, would be paid for. Not a very well-constructed sentence, but I understand her sentiment.
And Washington, D.C. really doesn't work on figuring out how to pay for things before you do them.
Haven't yet.
Yeah.
Question
of course,
is...
we've only been around, what, 230 years?
Yeah.
240 years.
Question is, would the paid maternity leave apply to every employer? Donaldson said on Wednesday, I don't think anyone can argue with paid maternity leave. I think it's important to have the discussion. It's a valid discussion, but there are unintended consequences with all of these proposals. Mm-hmm. And those consequences, as you mentioned, could be the business going broke.
Different philosophies of having employees. One is that you hire someone, they do work for you, and once they do the work for you, you give them money, and it's a fair trade.
Right.
And then there's the attitude that if you employ someone, you kind of have to take care of every part of their life. And that's a more socialist attitude.
The first thing I thought when I heard of both of these proposals is there goes some more full-time workers.
Well, yeah.
Because you'll hire part-time people who don't get these benefits.
This is a great thing for companies who are competing, you know, constantly competing for the brightest minds, the best workers and things like that. But your average small business, you know, who might be employing their friend, you know, they might not need to do that.
Yeah, people might, old people might be back in the workforce because their childbearing days are behind them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd appreciate reimbursement, Bonar said, but it really depends on what kind of red tape it would take. Sometimes I'd just as soon do it on my own instead of worrying about it. Bonar said if there were government funding for maternity or paternity leave and it was streamlined for employees to easily access, he'd have to support it. In other words, the businessmen wouldn't have to pay for it.
Right.
I'm not sure what the numbers would be yet, but it's something that everybody's getting, then I would think it would be a fair use of taxpayer money.
And then you have to figure out how to run the logistics of it, because you really don't want to set up a program where it benefits you to just keep having more children, necessarily.
Well,
if you can't find a job, just keep having children and you'll be able to, just exist, as wonderfully as possible.
A lot of people do have that problem with welfare because you get paid for every child you have.
Yeah.
And why get married? Why work? Why do anything? Yeah, I mean, the money just rolls in.
Yeah.
But
it's like Bernie Sanders talked so much during the campaign about how all the Scandinavian countries, each of which has about 5 million people in it. I mean, together about 20 million. But I'm guessing it's a lot easier to, for the administration to take care of 5 million than it is the 330 million.
Yeah, I would think. Ivanka Trump cut short an interview with Cosmopolitan after being asked about some of Donald Trump's past comments about child care and maternity leave. We'll talk about that when we come back. She accused the interviewer of having a lot of negativity.
Ah.
Well, go figure. It's 9:14.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:18, Thursday morning, KBOI Rewards Code. What was it? I forgot.
Baby.
Baby. B-A-B-Y.
Baby, baby, baby.
Because we're talking about maternity leave at this point in time. Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
Cut short an interview with Cosmopolitan magazine, published Wednesday after being asked about some of her father's past comments about child care and maternity leave. She criticized the interviewer for having a lot of negativity.
And then got up and left.
In her questions, a lot of people, it depends on who you talk to. Trump supporters think there's lots of negativity by the media toward him.
Right.
Clinton supporters
right.
think the media is coddling him because of all of the coverage that he gets and the fact that he's on TV, what is it, like 80 times more than Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, because here's the point. He's just more entertaining.
Oh, no question.
And so for television, yeah, he's going to be the guy who just ends up getting on the news every single night, no matter what he says, because everything he says is kind of an adventure.
And like Kevin's pointed out, her stuff's really negative.
Yeah, and her stuff's not an adventure because it's completely rehearsed. And has she ever seemed like she just brought up something because it suddenly popped into her head? Never.
No.
That's not the way she talks. Well, but it is the way he talks.
Yeah, well, and he has, and then, has it ever appeared that he thought about anything before answering?
And a couple of days later, sometimes he says, well, I got that one wrong, so I take it back. I apologize. And it's just different personalities, I think. And, you know, it depends on which one you want for president. But there are people that you know who say everything that pops into your head. Yep. I mean, that's like that old joke.
They are entertaining.
Do you ever think anything you don't say? And then there are other people who... if you ask them how they are, the only thing they're ever going to say is fine because it's a rehearsed line. I'm fine.
How are you? I'll get back to you.
I'm dying of something, but I'm fine.
So the president's daughter had hoped to highlight the Republican presidential nominee. I said the president's daughter.
The candidate's daughter. There we go.
And hoped to highlight. Maybe I just predicted.
No, that's easy. The current president has two daughters. The president before him had two daughters. Let's see. The one before that had one daughter.
Yeah. Had hoped to highlight the Republican presidential nominee's new child care policy, which she helped craft and will introduce this week. But the candidate's daughter bristled when interviewer Prachi Gupta asked, this is a question.
All right.
In 2004, Donald Trump said pregnancy is an inconvenient thing for a business. It's surprising to see this policy from him today. Can you talk a little about those comments and what has changed?
The first thing I would have said if I were Ivanka Trump, believe it or not, I can probably do that, is, it is, first of all. If you're in business, pregnancy is inconvenient. A sick day is inconvenient. Vacation is inconvenient. There are lots of things that are inconvenient, but a lot of them are necessary. And it's that simple. I mean, pregnancy is inconvenient to a business because generally the person who is pregnant, if they've been working for you, they have to have time off and can't work for you.
Yep.
So that's just inconvenient just all by itself. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing, and it doesn't mean that you have to fire the person, anything like that. It's just an inconvenience. But in business... You know, anybody who's ever run a business, knows that it's just a series of inconveniences that you have to overcome.
Got to pay twice for these things. You should be Ivanka Trump. In fact,
I don't think
both wish you would be Ivanka Trump.
I don't think I could pull it off.
No, I don't either.
What you mentioned though about how the media or people say the media is either coddling one candidate or the other, depending on who you're for.
No question.
Disgruntled vet wrote in to say apparently socialist programs are good when it's my candidate and bad when it's your candidate. Political stupidity. So if all of a sudden Donald Trump is saying that this would be a good idea and it's something Hillary Clinton has been bashed for by his supporters, they're going to like it because he came up with it. However, Raul Labrador didn't seem to like it yesterday much.
No, he didn't. So I think you have a lot of negativity in these questions, Ivanka Trump said, according to a transcript from Cosmopolitan. So I don't know how useful it is to spend too much time with you on this if you're going to make a comment like that.
Now,
did you think that question was unfair?
No, I didn't.
Didn't either.
And that's a little thin-skinned for somebody who is used to being in the public eye. To tell an interviewer that you're being negative and I'm going to leave. That's not being done with grace.
Well, see, you thought on your feet and answered the question the way it should have been answered.
Okay.
And she just said, I'm going to answer that.
Yeah, because I don't want to.
Yeah, she said the question was an unfair characterization of her dad's track record and his support of professional women.
Here's the deal. Why wasn't that just her answer?
Yeah.
No, I think that's an uncharacter, it's...
Unfair.
Unfair characterization of what he has said and blah, blah, blah. And he's employed many women, and other things. And just do it like that. But, you could answer the question gracefully.
Yeah. Gupta pressed on, I would like to say I'm sorry the questions, you're finding them negative, but it's relevant that a presidential candidate made these comments, so I'm just following up. Well, you said he made those comments. I don't know that he said those comments, Trump said.
Right.
Presented with the source of her father's quote, which was an NBC interview in 2002, Trump shot back that there's plenty of time for you to editorialize around this and again pitch the campaign's new child care policy.
Yeah. Both candidates to a certain extent, and I would actually give more of this to Hillary Clinton than I would Donald Trump. Both of them want there to be a double standard with the way that they're treated.
True.
In other words, I want you to check into his taxes and how he makes his money, but I, as far as things that I've done in the past, those are irrelevant because they happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yep.
You know, I want you to check into all these things she's done, but no, I'm not going to give you my my tax returns. I mean, both of them would like to be left alone just long enough for the reporters to go concentrate on the other candidate.
Yeah, just to get November 8th in the rearview mirror.
Exactly.
Trump also clashed with Gupta when asked why the campaign's paid leave proposal didn't apply to gay couples or include paternity leave. She said that the reason the proposal wouldn't include these groups is that the original intention of the plan is to help mothers in recovery in the immediate aftermath of childbirth.
Yeah.
So I want to be clear that for same-sex adoption, where the two parents are both men, they would not be receiving special leave because they don't need to recover or anything.
My point would be that recovery from childbirth pretty much lasts the rest of your life.
Well, that was Gupta's question, and Trump said, those are your words, not mine. Those are your words. The plan right now is focusing on mothers, whether they be in same-sex marriages or not. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
All right, talking about Ivanka Trump and the fact she walked off a set by saying, I'm going to jump off after run. I apologize. Mm-hmm. She did that after the interviewer asked her how Donald Trump proposed to pay. And this is funny to me, how Donald Trump proposed to pay for some of his most expensive policy proposals, such as the border wall with Mexico, infrastructure investment, increased defense spending.
Here's a good question, too.
And she said the policies would all be paid for as the result of his tax reform plan.
Okay. Here would be a good answer, though, and you could you know, keep doing the interview and stay seated, would be, I don't know, why don't you ask him about him? I can tell you what I'm doing.
But, you know, as far as the thing I thought when I heard that question is, well, the Democrats have a lot more socialist-type programs.
Yeah.
How are they going to pay for them?
Also a good question.
Yeah, would be my question. But anyway.
And generally their answer is, we're going to raise taxes.
Which a lot of people don't want to hear.
Exactly right.
Ivanka Trump's efforts to help roll out her father's maternity leave policy proposal and to make his candidacy more palatable to young women were complicated when the Huffington Post reported that she misstated the Trump organization's own maternity leave policy. She told reporters in Good Morning America the Trump organization offers employees 8 weeks of paid leave. The Huffington Post found hotels and casinos run by subsidiaries of the Trump organization offer no paid family leave.
There you are.
But rather adhere to federal law that requires only businesses to allow women to take sick leave and vacation.
So the federal law would have to change. And,
which is what he would do, apparently.
Yeah, and to Trump, I mean, that's a good answer. You know, well, like, what about this and this and this and this that you've done in business? Did I break any laws? No. All right, then.
You wouldn't last very long out there, would you?
I don't know. Probably not.
Well, your other question answers were good today.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton's campaign has criticized Trump's maternity proposal for focusing only on women and not fathers. What? Okay. I want to know how you feel. That issue was also raised during the Cosmopolitan interview.
Well, the father needs to take care of the baby like the mother, but the father doesn't need to physically recover from the delivery, does he?
No. And
Unless he fainted and hit his head on the floor.
As one who's gone through the birth of three children, et cetera, et cetera, I didn't need maternity leave. Now, everybody, you don't call and say, well, so you left it all up to your wife. To blah, 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 blah. You know, we did what we did in those days. Her mother came.
Right.
My first wife's mother came for the birth of both of my boys.
And a lot of that was set up so that you could keep working and bringing the money into the house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of what you do.
Or did.
As a family, you take care of yourself. The government doesn't have to come in and say, having a baby, here's some money. Take a couple of months off.
Hmm.
You know, and I know that's hard and cold, but I really, really, and I know the psyche of men has changed over the past 50 years.
Well,
I don't feel they need maternity leave.
Households have changed over the years, too.
That's true. Mom's not around sometimes.
Well, and a lot of the times, a lot of the reasons that they want this maternity leave is, let's say, that a woman does not have a husband or a boyfriend or whatever, and she's having a baby anyway.
Well, then there wouldn't be any paid maternity leave, would there?
She's either going to have it at work or she's got to have a little time off.
Okay.
I would prefer the time off part.
Okay.
Especially around here.
So you're a woman.
No. Is this hypothetical?
Scenario.
Okay.
You're a woman.
All right.
Unmarried.
Okay. Neither of those are true, but okay. For this
you have
exercise.
A baby.
Okay.
Also you get 8 weeks of maternity leave.
Uh-huh.
The guy who got you pregnant but didn't marry you, does he get 8 weeks of paternity leave?
No. With any luck, someone will shoot him.
And it might be you.
See, I'm already starting to think just like that.
Yeah.
This role-playing is fun.
Yeah. The original intention of the plan is to help mothers in recovery in the immediate aftermath of childbirth. That's what Trump said.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Mike R. of Boise.
I'm not sure about the paternity leave thing.
True. Mike R. of Boise says, during Mr. Trump's speech in Flint yesterday, he referred to his appearance as a performance, thus indicating that in his own mind, he is an entertainer. His widely swinging positions and blasts at domestic and international groups confirm he is certainly not a statesman. I agree with Colin Powell. Trump is a national disgrace and an international pariah. That's Mike R. who said that one. Let's go to Bill of Boise, who said maybe she is just tired of all the negativity outright. Why can't the media and reporters ask questions that are relevant to the task of being the president or being the president's daughter? I think that's what the reporter thought she was doing.
Yeah.
She was saying, okay, your dad seems to think this is a good idea. How's he going to pay for it? And she said, you're being negative.
Yeah.
And J.D., a boy, makes a pretty good point. With the exception of defense, all government programs are taxpayer-funded socialist programs.
Okay, not sure where that's coming from. Let's take a break. It's 9:42. They're on the course, actually. Teed off at First Group 7:45.
The Boise Open.
Be going on all day today, tomorrow, Friday, or Saturday and Sunday.
Beautiful day to just go out walk around the course, watch the golf. And some good golf. These guys are, most of them have been either on the PGA or on the PGA Tour at some point, and some of them have won on the PGA Tour, so good golfers.
Yeah, Rory Sabatini, one of the golfers, won 7 tournaments. Yeah. 7.
Bill, again, of Boise, says, I did not mean just that one question. I mean the way that the questions are asked. They are intended to hurt the person in question or put them on the spot. What's wrong with asking positive questions for both parties, not just one side? I'll tell you the reason they do that. Reporters would like to find someone who they can't stump.
Exactly.
In other words, they go, you know, because they want to like somebody, but the way they're going to like somebody is if they ask them all sorts of questions and the person, you know, has a quick mind and knows all this stuff.
Yeah, answers them. Let's go to Steve of Boise. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I guess I have to ask the question, what is the purpose of government?
Oh, yeah, that's a question. You know,
defense and roads.
Yeah.
I think every journalist ought to have a history degree as well before they can start practicing journalism. Then we could have some relevant questions as to what the purpose of government is. And, you know, you have to look at the founding document was not the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's what founded the country. But it was the Declaration of Independence that really sets the stature of what those people rebelled against and why we formed this country. And then the Declaration, the preamble to the Constitution tells you what the purpose of the Constitution is going mm-hmm. to be. And people don't even know what the preamble is or where it is, most of them. And, you know, if we don't start teaching history again, we're never going to know. Our country's already gone. I mean, we don't even adhere to the Constitution and what its purposes and meanings were. And the loss of Justice Scalia really compounded that. What we've got now is a court that's wavering on everything depending on the political winds of the day. We're not adhering to the Constitution. And we need to know how this country was formed and where in those documents we can find solace in what's happening today.
I think what the press would tell you, Steve, is that they don't feel they should have to have a history degree or pass a test because the candidates themselves don't.
Well, does that mean our country is lost?
Probably.
Because without that, it is. We don't have to follow any law then.
Yeah, ideally, the smartest people in the country would be the ones running it, but has it ever really been that way?
No. Go
Not
back
so
150
much.
Years and look at what the politicians were considered back then. I mean, you look at some of the campaign slogans. The other guy's a drunkard and a sloth.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the stuff that went on back then, and it's doesn't seem to be getting better. You know, you'd think with all this education we're paying for that we'd start being an intelligent group of people, but it's hard to see.
You got your sights set way too high there, Steve. Thanks for the call. We got to move on to Brian of Boise. Brian, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Fred.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Anyway, I've got a theory about Mrs. Clinton.
Okay. What's that?
You remember back when she was debating Bernie, and she left the stage for quite a while during the break?
Yeah.
Okay. She has a chronic illness that caused her to have to be treated, and it was no emergency to the staff that was with her in the car. They just knew to take her to Chelsea's, and she'd have whatever they needed to revive her.
Yeah, it's a possibility, but it's not something we can find out much about because all her doctor is willing to say is that she's got pneumonia, but she's basically fine other than that.
Right. And one thing about Donald Trump, he must not have treated the minorities badly because they haven't come up with one person to testify against him like they did with Mitt Romney.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Wendy in Meridian says, I heard on your station yesterday Trump would use unemployment funds to pay maternity leave. That is not government money. Employers pay into that. No government requirements should be in place that 100% of citizens can't benefit from.
See, and that was our point early on. Small businesses can't afford to pay for that because they have to pay you, then they have to hire somebody to replace you. And as Chris said, they operate on thin margin.
And right there, Wendy is arguing one side of what's one of our basic arguments about government in the United States is that should you have things that only certain people are able to benefit from, or should anybody who is an American citizen be able to benefit from the same program?
Yep.
So, I mean, everything should be fair. But like, for instance, in the socialist type programs, there are plenty of people who don't need to take advantage of those. And then there are other people who wouldn't be able to exist without them. According to the current system.
Yeah. Let's go to Diana of Nampa. Diana.
Hi, guys. First of all, while I was listening to her, she didn't get the full quote. He said he would take the money from the unemployment offices that they got from all the fraud when they would find all the people that are collecting it illegally.
Yeah, like those commercials that are out right now telling people that if you're not looking for a job, you can't just keep, collecting unemployment.
Yeah, that's just kind of a waste of more money because I don't think anybody really cares what a commercial says. They're going to do it until they're caught. until we start getting some repercussions in this country, and whether it's in government or anything else, if people aren't held accountable for things, that's why our country is getting so bad. But the thing I called in about was with Trump talking about his, you know, him not paying maternity leaves and so forth, but, you know, not breaking the law. Nobody better. That's one of the best things about him, and he's said it numerous times. He knows why people leaving the country, taking their jobs to other places and stuff. And he knows how to stop it because, yes, he uses the same loopholes. The government puts these in place. It's the government that allows these people to have it, just like he said. He's not breaking the law.
Yeah.
Well, if he gets in office, then he can change all these things because he knows what they are. He's used them. Most everybody that has any money or owns businesses use them. Because that's what the liberals do for the Democratic Party. And they want to keep everybody that's rich and making lots of money happy. And they probably have offshore accounts and stuff themselves, most of the people in the White House.
All right, Diana, anyway. Thank you. We are out of time for the day. Passionate call. Good call.
Helen of Boise said, Chris should be Ivanka Trump. That's a sex change I don't want to see. Yeah, I got to agree with you there.
Yeah, I was hoping in a different way.
H.G. McCall says, I'll vote for adventure. Sounds good to me. Remember when I said that just about every time Donald Trump talks, it's an adventure.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. No matter what happens, we're going to get through this. you got to believe that.
Right.
We're going to get through this.
Tom, thanks for writing in about the doctor who tried to do his own vasectomy. It's an entertaining story.
Not very. Well, if it's as long as it's somebody else.
Put that on the list of stuff you definitely shouldn't do.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers. Coming up next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. Check them out on the World Wide Web at boisechurch.org.